Hi, I'm Malcolm Nichols.
And I'm Richard Ayling.
And this is Man Reimagined, a podcast where we, as men, attempt to reimagine ourselves in the 21st century.
How can we respond to the big questions that we're facing, both within ourselves and within society, and make sense of this ever-changing world?
We don't have all the answers, but we do want to create a conversation. So join us moving forward as a man reimagined. Hello, everybody, and I'd like to welcome you back once more to a brand new season of Man Reimagined, where myself, Malcolm Nichols, and my very good friend, Richard Ayling, come together and we interview and discuss all things related to men and how we're traveling and moving and shifting through society. So, Rich, before we jump in and start to talk a little bit about what we've got in store for season two, would you just like to say g'day and how are you doing over there in Portugal, I believe?
Yes, sir. Welcome to everyone. Super nice to be back. Yeah, I'm here in Lisbon. This is my new home. I'm settled in here. And yeah, it's interesting. We've had a few false starts on trying to record this podcast, haven't we?
that's exactly right. It's just out of practice.
Yeah, really. So I just wanted to sort of speak to that and just kind of, you know, let that go. Our production values have never been, they were never going to take us to the top of the iTunes chart, but like the content, what I think, you know, we've tried to make as interesting and varied as possible, but it just makes me chuckle that, we've definitely out of practice, but let's pick up the baton. Today's podcast is more of an introduction, right? We want to talk about the reasons why we've decided to dive into a second season, as well as what we've actually got in store and our approach to this season. So yeah, let's dive in, Mal.
Absolutely. Yep, let's go for it. And it is very good for you to break the ice the way you did, mate, because that was a bit of a giggle, some of those false starts, that's for sure. So so you mentioned, I mean, do you want to crack into it, Rich? I mean, what for you, you know, do you want to speak a little bit to, you know, what you've got, what we have in store for this upcoming year? You know, what are we hoping to achieve, and what are some of the things we're looking to try out?
Yeah, I mean, I'll take a step back and just kind of share first, like, the reasons for actually wanting to do this again, right? We definitely both felt it was the right time to hit a pause. And we've both had enough stuff going on in our own personal lives, but and we've been talking every week, you know, since then, of course, as good friends, but my observations and experiences since then have made me really want to normalize this kind of conversation again. I think that a lot of people reached out to us kind of after the fact to say that they really got some value out of it. And I noticed that there is, despite a silence from men in many areas in terms of not really being that engaged in men's work in general. And that's something that, you know, we've been aware of for many, it's been a problem for years anyway. And when we talked to the gentleman who created International Men's Day, he pointed out that it's been 25 years since he's doing it and it's still not a thing, you know? So, but despite that, there is definitely this kind of slow, growing interest in men's work. And that really excites me. I've joined the European men's movement here, and there's so many different kind of ideas and conversations happening. And it was find the others, right? So it's been really nice to connect with other men out there. And I've definitely felt myself gravitating so much more towards men and creating these kind of conversations. So that's been really heartwarming, actually. And so this idea of normalizing these conversations so that men who aren't really sure what men's work is or are still kind of don't feel like they want to be proactive in this, but still want to pick up what's kind of going on, then I'd love to be part of that equation and, you know, you and I to have a voice here. So that's really been one of the main reasons for wanting to pick up a second season. And also, it wasn't that long ago that Will Smith behaved very interestingly, right? And at the Oscars. And, you know, I think we'll be late to the party, but I think there's a conversation there that is worth having that I haven't really heard much about. So I'd love to speak to something like that from the angle of, you know, how men are, you know, portraying themselves and being perceived as well, and what's kind of being unsaid in these conversations. So, and also, yeah, just also noticing that my own work as a men's coach is really, really growing. And I've just really noticed like just how much impact choosing to be a men's coach and work specifically with men, although I still work with women, but really choosing to work with men and talk about healthy masculinity and healthy communication and relationships, and then helping men in particular that struggle with confidence, you know, that sort of often, like I used to, make their partner, their relationship, their emotional center. You know, the men I mean, men that feel like they've lost touch, you know, with what they're actually excited about in life. Like I've really enjoyed working with them and helping men really dive into having deeper relationships, getting their needs met by doing what I would call, say, self-leadership and healthy masculinity and communication the right way. There's so much out there, and I don't want to, I guess right implies wrong, but it's really helped me. And so I guess that the last thing I want to say that really inspired me is how I've really noticed the levels of confidence and decision-making, not only in myself, but in the men that I'm working with, like have rocketed. And the feedback from their partners and the women around them is really positive as well. So just in my close circle of, you know, clients and people that I've been connecting with, like just seeing that just makes me want to go, okay, let's just continue to, you know, amp up that volume and speak to this, all of these topics in more depth, right, as we go on. So I've said a bunch there, but, you know, how's that landing with you, and what's your take on that?
Yeah, look, I love what you've said. In part, I love what you said because it's kind of come from you. It's your experience. The piece that you talked about about Will Smith, I agree that there was, you know, there was a lot of conversation out there about what he had done, and, you know, thinking about, you know, punishment, shame, but also the impact on the person he hurt, and nobody really talked about, you know, and there was a lot of discussion about Will Smith, you know, he said why he did it, he's defending his wife, and it's kind of, there was no real discussion about that, and so, you know, I'd love, I mean, for me, that's, I agree, it was kind of like a little bit of a, on a personal level, it was a bit of a a wake up. It was almost an event that kind of gave me a personal jolt and go, yeah, it's time to get back into this conversation, because I feel like there actually was a really good opportunity there to really explore the whole thing about, you know, why is it that a man, what was it about a man that made him want to get up and hit somebody about that? And you know, how the discussion about what that all means is such a big one, and I think there's a lot of juice to have for that, but for me, I agree, Rich, I think that was a good personal a bit of a personal reason for wanting to engage again in some really good conversations, and but what I liked about what you've just said is, yeah, it's what you've just shared, you know, why are you inspired by coming here and having these podcasts, and it's the same for me. I mean, I'm, you know, I know that I mean, for everybody who's listening, you know, I've had it's been a huge, huge 6 to 9 months since we last recorded. And I'm not going to go too much into that in this podcast now, because I want to have some really good conversations about it. But, you know, in a nutshell, my wife's been through and is going through a battle with leukemia, and she's in hospital right now getting prepared for a bone marrow transplant. And the thing about that that's happened for me is that it's just had such a massive impact on me and my life, and it's shaken everything up. It's turned everything upside down, and what I've realized going through all that is how hard it has been for me to reach out and get support and to you know, I mean, I've been more vulnerable in these moments than I probably have in my life, really. And it's been, but I, so it's been incredibly hard to reach out. But when I've spoken to people, when I've got support, when I've had conversations with not just other men, but women, when I've been open about what's been going on, I've got so much healing and information and insight, and it's just, and it's made a world of difference. And so for, on a personal level, you know, realizing how much of a difference that made for me, being able to have conversations and hear other people who have been through similar scenarios and dealt with, you know, their own versions of what I've been going through, but also their own versions of their own pain, has made a huge difference. And so that, so for me, that, that I'm now in a position where I'm like, you know what, I think if I can encourage and want to encourage and help us to have more conversations as, and particularly as men, I mean, this is what this is about, you know, as you said, Rich, there is a, it does feel, the tide does feel like it's shifting and it does feel like it's changing. And even since we were last on the podcast, you know, I really feel as if the there is an energy that's rising, and but there's still more support and more stuff that we can do. And so that really is a driver for me. It's like, yeah, let's keep adding to the growth of men and growth of us as a society, because it's so important. And yeah, so I'm even just talking about this now, I can feel the juice for it. It feels good to be back here and to get excited about actually learning more from other men, learn, you know. And that's one of the things that we've talked about too, right, is one of the things we want to do this year. And I think maybe now let's get into that, you know, what do we want to do this year? But it's certainly one of those things is having more conversations, you know, getting, inviting more men in particular onto the show to really hear, you know, what they've got to offer, what have they got to share that can really give us, help us shift, to help us grow and learn more.
Yeah, thanks for sharing, you know, where you've been at, and I mean, I've been with you the whole way, and I dare say you've learned a shit ton more than what you than what you've shared about, you know, your realizations. You know, it's been a real experience, and I've been honored to just try and kind of be your friend throughout that, you know. But like the ability that you've got and the encouragement, you know, and the motivation to, you know, take what you're experiencing in your pain and, you know, your wife's pain and all of this, and actually just turn it into something positive and continue to, for us to have conversations essentially, but to put it out there with the humility and the hope that they resonate with other people. And the bit that really touched me actually, when you said how hard you'd found it to actually reach out, but when you did, great things happened. I mean, dare I say you're speaking for, you know, most of mankind? is that too big a statement now?
I mean, I wouldn't think so, man. Yeah, I wouldn't think that.
I'll bring it back down to you know, me and the men that I've, you know, had the pleasure to sit in circle with. But it's definitely that, like, I've got this thing going on, and just to be able to share it with other people and reach out and ask for support. I mean, I can't tell you how many times recently, you know, I've got my own things going on, but just to have another man there to just, yeah, I get it, brother. I get you. And it's welcome.
Yeah.
You know, so it comes back to this sense of normalizing that and dumping this whole strongman ludicrous nonsense that, you know, we shouldn't share our feelings and we need to keep our shit together. And like, and the flip side of that just being, meaning that if you do share your emotions and you are this, then that's somehow feminine, and what does that mean about women? And like, you know, let's not go down that rabbit hole, but that's toilet, right? And it's just it really is. And I think let's just keep practicing and normalizing that ability to just kind of share what's going on for us, and yeah, let's dive into how we want to do that in the season. It's you and I can ruminate and sit on armchairs all day, and when we tend to when we chat and sometimes it's interesting, maybe sometimes it's not, but you know, like our full intention is to obviously bring more people into this conversation. And I say people because it's, you know, for us as men to grow, the two of us, we need help from not just other men, right? We need help from all kinds of people. So should we dive into, you know, some of the ideas that we've got for this season?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're in talking mode right now, Rich. What are your thoughts? What are your driving goals for season two with Man Reimagined? What would you like to see happen, man?
Well, we've got a couple of interviews under the belt already, which we're itching to get out there, right? From with other men, you know, other men. It's really an opportunity to showcase other men's wisdom and skill and learn from them that work in slightly different areas of men's work to us, or say relational work. I think it's a big it's a big piece, right? And men that perhaps are, you know, in different parts of the planet that deserve some kind of amplification, you know, just to learn from them. So I really want to showcase that. I'd love to get some different viewpoints on as well, and then have some maybe more challenging conversations, not for the sake of conflict. There's plenty of that going on, but just to bring some other men that have some views that maybe, you know, tend to lean towards the more religious, that I might be like, oh, and just to, like, I've had these conversations in smaller men's groups, and it's like, oh, that's interesting. Like, we all, let's model as best we can, like, kind of healthy disagreement or just learn from each other and bring these different viewpoints in. I think we can also, there's a couple of topics we probably want to revisit, and you and I have agreed that we can probably, especially with interviews, like, open the podcast format up to make it a little bit longer, not for the sake of just, you know, filling up space, but also not feeling like we need to keep everything short. You and I for sure need to learn to be more concise and succinct, and you'll speak to this more in a minute, this idea of diving in deeper with people and going long format sometimes, because there is more depth, there is more juice there, not just to the topics but to the humans themselves. But I'll let you speak to that, and just finally that idea of, by showing up consistently, you know, it changes you, it changes me, and just by being here and, you know, putting it out there and just normalizing this stuff, like the feedback that I've got, not just from my mom and my dad, you know, but the other two listeners out there, it's been really, really positive. So yeah, let's just, again, with humility and hope, I guess these are the two words that are coming to me, just put it out there and you know, may it land as it will.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. I wholeheartedly agree with those intentions and goals, obviously, because we've talked about it beforehand. But there was the piece that you said about the, you know, just to add, certainly, you know, one of the things, one of my goals for this season is, and this is very much driven, again, from my own personal experiences over the last few months. You know, I've realized as I've gone through this journey with my wife, and also I started a new business alongside of that, which we're going to devote a podcast to, not because it's a new business, but because of the idea of what I'm putting out there around treating people with anxiety and providing a completely different framework for how we can do that. But, you know, as I've been doing all this and dealing with all these things, you know, what I've realized on a personal level, I've realized just how influential those experiences are into what I'm doing right now, into how I'm feeling, and but also to what I'm creating in the world. And so for me, you know, as you said, you know, part of the inner whole, when we're interviewing people, what I really want, I'm really curious, and what I want to explore a lot more is, you know, how did people get to where they are? Like, so what's the story behind the story? And take, for example, you know, last year we had that fantastic interview with Drew, and it was by far and away the most listened to podcast we had, about when he talked about intimacy and sex, and you know, and we learned an incredible amount. And when I've worked back and reflected on it, you know, the one thing that I was really curious about that I didn't learn anymore was how did Drew end up there? What was his story? Like, what was underneath? What were some of the things that happened to him that led him to develop this this knowledge and insight into human relationships? So, you know, part of it for me, part of this year for me is this sense of how, you know, obviously when it's of value, I don't want to spend 3 hours talking to somebody for and just dribble on talking a whole bunch of bollocks, but I know that there's definitely going to be value in hearing those stories, because I think it just creates that richness that is part of the human experience. And one of the big reasons, like, other than just simply learning more and getting more, and it really strikes me, you know, just the more we can see the humanity in each of us, the more it takes away any of the misconceptions and prejudices we have, you know, whether that's even with our, you know, the misconceptions we have about ourselves and the prejudices we have towards ourselves, but, you know, to others. And so part of understanding all of our journey feels to me as if it's a really amazing way of contributing to this greater ability for each of us to live with each other and to understand. And so, you know, when you mentioned that one of the things that you would like to do is to get people on the podcast who have contrasting views or dive or are a part of a world that perhaps feels really uncomfortable. Like, yeah, I mean, you know, getting a highly religious person in here for, you know, could be uncomfortable if we're talking about things that might be controversial, for example. But also, I mean, there's an incredible gift in doing that too, because it opens a door to and a window to the humanity of this person and what's going on for them. So that for me is a reason for wanting to understand our stories and diving into that, but also, yeah, this ability to have a broader range of conversations. It's yeah, I mean, it's exciting. I'm super, super pumped about it, actually.
Yeah, and I was laughing away for a bit there, because let's keep it interesting. I mean, let's keep it relevant. Like, we require feedback, you know, and there's a huge invitation from anyone out there. Rate the podcast if you like it. That would, you know, that's always a nice thing to do. But also just reach out. You know, there's in every episode we'll put the Man Reimagined Facebook page that's up there, which is just a way to reach out and contact either of us and just to let us know what you thought and let us know if there's anything that we missed, if there are questions that we could have asked. Because what we also want to do is kind of, you know, respond like that. And so we can do some housekeeping the following episode and just be like, hey, look, we've got a bunch of responses here. And like, exactly, Here's some things that we missed, or here's some questions that we had. And here's our response to that. I'd love that to be interactive. And we also wanted to take a moment to just kind of reflect on these interviews with these people after they've left the conversation, or we've kicked them out of Zoom. And then you and I can can kind of share what we've learned real time and kind of make some, you know, perhaps some practical takeaways or something like that. So
yeah, because I think back last year, right, the amount of times we would finish a conversation with somebody and we'd turn the recording off and then we'd have a 30-minute debrief, and it got to the end of that and I'm like, fucking hell, Rich, why didn't we record that, mate? That was fucking gold. And yeah, so it's exactly right. It's just to really go over that point again, you know, we're really keen to hear feedback and to get you know, some wants. Maybe if you're listening and you're really curious about a particular topic, and you know, we're really up for hearing and getting that kind of request as well, because you know, it's part of this journey for us is broadening our scope and broadening our reach. So this is an invitation for whoever's listening to become a part of the journey as well. You don't just have to sit on the other end of this podcast and listen to us rabbit on. You can participate in whatever way you want as well.
Sweet. Let's, you know, practice what we preach and not rabbit on. Like, that's kind of like, we've set our intention. We've said, hi, we've said, welcome. This is what we're doing. You know, we're ready to go. So shall we wrap this up
and give
people a chance to dive into the next episode, which we're hopefully going to release at the same time.
Absolutely. I think that's an absolutely genius idea, Rich. So, you know, after a few false starts, I think this has been, it's been so good to get back on the saddle again, Rich. So I'm really looking forward to the upcoming podcasts over the next few months as we do another dive into the world of Man Reimagined.
Nothing to add, brother. Aho.
Aho. All right, bro.
See you soon.
Until next time, mate. See you, mate. From this week's podcast, if there's been anything that's inspired you, challenged you, or simply left you wanting more, then please reach out to Richie and Mal via their Facebook page, Man Reimagined. Just like you, we're trying to get a handle on all of these issues and topics, so the more we're able to share and talk about them, I think the better off we're all going to be. Until next time, catch you later.